Well, let's go now to our political editor, Jane Patterson, for more on this. Kia ora, good morning to you, Jane. It's hard to know where this one's going to go, isn't it?
Kia ora, Guyon. Yes, well, look, this came absolutely as a grenade yesterday afternoon, and the Labor Party really went into damage control because it came completely out of the blue for them as well. So basically, it looks like it is around employment. It looks like it is around dealings with staff. If you look at that statement from Parliamentary Service and its chief executive saying it has been working closely with the Labor Whips Office over the past year to address employment matters with Dr. Sharma. We do what we can to support our MPs. And he said, it is important to make clear the service couldn't direct MPs what to do and how to act. Now, it sounds like there have been several complaints about to Parliamentary Service, and that has involved or resulted in lots of different interactions with them. And clearly, Dr. Sharma is extremely unhappy about how that's all going.
So to be clear, that's involving his own staff, is it, at Parliament?
I would say so, given the comments by Parliamentary Service. It looks like it. It sounds very much like it's about dealings in his office and that it has gone very, very wrong. Of course, Parliamentary Service are bound by employment obligations, so they can't really openly talk about the situation. And, of course, they're not subject to the OAA. They're not as transparent as other parts of the public service, so sometimes it's difficult to get a gauge on it. But certainly, this has gone, this op-ed that went to the Herald, you know, it was unsolicited. It sounds like it went obviously without Labour sign-off that would normally happen, and has caused a massive political problem for Labour.
Well, he's taking aim not only at the whips, but also right up to the ninth floor, isn't he, to the Prime Minister's office.
That's right. He is basically laying out a conspiracy that effectively he's saying that MPs are bullied and harassed in every arm of the party, and political means are used to keep MPs down if they're not happy and if they are complaining. But I think it's very interesting the way that Labour has handled this. It has not gone full noise on this MP given the seriousness of the allegations, so I imagine they're dealing with a relatively delicate situation. They'll be looking at how they respond today, because they cannot leave these allegations unanswered, but at the same time they will be working to get alongside this MP. We tried to talk to him last night and he appears to have gone to ground, so they'll be trying to get in touch with him and see where he is at the same time dealing with the political fallout. But look, what do you do with an MP who comes out like this in terms of whether he still has a place in the caucus? That is going to have to be something they look at today, but I think they have more immediate issues to be dealing with this Friday.
Yes, so just finally, that the Prime Minister is going to be drawn into this, right, one way or another?
Absolutely, and you know, the Prime Minister's office was named in his list of people or organisations that, or officers, sorry, that were responsible, that knew about it, and they're directly part of it. So his accusations go right to the top. He has drawn the Prime Minister in, as well as the Parliamentary Service, and it's going to be very interesting to see today how they address those concerns. But as I said, while dealing with this MP and whatever is happening in that space.